Will the Senate please come to order? Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 11 members present.
Senator Mackey.
Move an unanimous consent Senator Ellis be excused from the call to the Senate today due to illness.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis will be excused from the call due to illness. Members would please stand. Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Greg Clark of the Glacier Valley Baptist Church.
Almighty God, we acknowledge that by your grace we stand here today. And we know that it is by your mercies that we've been refreshed with a night of rest, and we thank you for being able to see the light of another day and the beauties of the day that we have enjoyed this past week. We also thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that we know this day will bring forth. And we pray that you'll help us to rise to the occasion and to meet the opportunities, Lord, in your strength. We thank you, Father, for your mighty hand and your sovereign grace upon this nation. And we know that you have blessed us with a multitude of blessings and have caused our nation, Lord, to excel all others. And we take no credit for that, but we realize, Lord, that it would have been impossible without you. We know that the words of Benjamin Franklin are true, that you govern in the affairs of men, and if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without your notice, or is it probable that an empire can rise without your aid? Lord, we also know that your word is true, that it is through the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, you've commanded us as your people to pray for those in authority. And Father, we realize that this is not only a command, but it is a great and awesome privilege. And I pray for all those in this chamber this morning and for the issues that they'll be addressing today. I pray that your Spirit will guide their thoughts or direct their decision so that everything done here today might be in your will. And Lord, we would pray for their families, that you would watch over them while they are separated from them, Lord, protect them in their absence. We pray that you'd remove any anxiety or that might be on their hearts at this time, so that they might be able to focus, Lord, on the matters at hand. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, and we offer them to you today, being assured that you'll answer. Forgive us our sins, fill us with your love this day, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And a prayer now, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Pete Kelly.
Madam President, I move that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 33rd through 36th legislative days.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journals are approved. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Parnell.
Madam President, it gives me great honor to introduce two constituents and two more friends I've just become acquainted with. They're all from the Center for Families, and they're going to be addressing the Children's Caucus at noon. The executive director is a constituent, Stephen Barrett, who's in the Grow Gallery. Pam Christensen is another constituent behind Mr. Barrett. Karen Mason and Marie Levine, if you could help welcome them to the Senate.
Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Standing committee reports?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 229, Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, recommends it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute, signing due pass, Senators Parnell and Torgerson co-chair, Senators Green, Pete Kelly, and Wilkin, zero fiscal note. Senate Bill number 229 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12 relating to declaring March 2000 as Sobriety Awareness Month, recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. The Senate Concurrent Resolution number 12 is on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Do we have special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports, Madam
Senate
President.
Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate concurrent resolution number 15 by Senator Lincoln relating to alcohol-related birth defects awareness weeks.
Yes.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 37 by Senator Donnelly requesting the municipality of Anchorage to name a trail as the Trent Waldron Memorial Trail.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 38 by Senator Wilkin expressing support for a cooperative United States-Canada feasibility study on extending the North American rail system through British Columbia and the Yukon Territory to Alaska.
Transportation.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Do we have Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 271 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to fees charged for inspections by the Department of Environmental Conservation and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Senate Bill Number 272 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act eliminating certain taxes under AS 2109 on premiums from the sale of workers' compensation insurance relating to the establishment, assessment, collection, and accounting for service fees for state administration of workers' compensation and worker safety programs, establishing civil penalties and sanctions for late payment or non-payment of the service fee, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 273 by Senator Pierce, an act requiring oil discharge prevention and contingency plans and proof of financial responsibility for non-tank vessels and railroad tank cars, authorizing inspection of non-tank vessels and trains and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Senate Bill Number 274 by Senator Adams, an act transferring the assets, liabilities, and responsibilities of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and of the Alaska Student Loan Corporation to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and relating to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
State Affairs Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 12 by Senators Ward and Pierce relating to declaring March 2000 as Sobriety Awareness Month. The House Committee considered the resolution. Signing due pass, Senator Miller, Chair, Senators Wilkin, Pierce, Pete Kelly, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the resolution. Recommends calendar, signing the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. I have no amendments.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 12 is in the second reading, final passage, to third debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 12 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Senator Torgerson, Senator Parnell. All members voted. Secretary, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Senate Concurrent Resolution 12 has passed the Senate with a vote of 11 yeas and 0 nays. Madam Secretary, do we have anything further on the calendar?
Citation honoring Daryl Thompson.
Senator Mackey.
Move an unanimous consent citation on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citation is approved. Do we have unfinished business? Senator Wilkin.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that my name be removed as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 189, an act relating to International Airport Authority.
Hearing no objection, Senator Wilkin's name will be removed from Senate Bill 189. Further unfinished business, Senator Halbert?
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on Friday the 25th on personal business.
Senator Halbert will be excused on Friday, February 25th, hearing no objection. Further unfinished business. Do we have announcements? Senator Elton?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I'd like to announce a special occasion in Juneau, tomorrow from 4:30 until 7:30 on Wednesday, February 16th. The Juneau International Relations Committee and the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council is kicking off an art exhibit with seven artists from Vladivostok, Juneau's capital city. And they wanted to especially note the international nature of the art exhibit and make sure to invite all the legislators and their staff to the reception if they can make it. If anybody wants any more information, they can contact my office.
Further announcements? Senator Mackey?
Under unfinished business, can we return?
I'm hearing no objection, Senator Mackey.
I move to ask unanimous consent I be excused from the call of the Senate for state and personal business on March 15, 16, 17, 18.
Hearing no objections, Senator Mackey will be excused March 15th through 18th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Any further announcements? Do we have special orders this morning? Senator Mackey.
I move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.